Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Stop Walking on Eggshells for Parents, How to Help Your Child of Any Age with Borderline Personality Disorder Without Losing Yourself by Randy Krager is a practical mental health guide for parents and caregivers dealing with a child, adolescent, or adult child who has borderline personality disorder or traits associated with it. Positioned within the broader Stop Walking on Eggshells series, the book adapts BPD education and family coping strategies to the specific parent-child relationship where love, responsibility, fear, and limits often become difficult to separate. Its purpose is not to diagnose a child or replace clinical care, but to help parents understand patterns of emotional volatility, conflict, dependency, self-harm risk, and relationship instability. The book combines psychoeducation, communication guidance, boundary-setting principles, treatment orientation, and parent self-care. Its central concern is how parents can support a struggling child while preserving their own judgment, emotional health, and daily functioning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding BPD as a family system challenge across childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. A central contribution of Stop Walking on Eggshells for Parents is its focus on how borderline personality disorder affects the entire family system, not only the identified child. The book explains BPD in terms that are useful to parents who may be facing intense anger, fear of abandonment, impulsive behavior, emotional swings, or recurring crises. Rather than treating these behaviors as simple defiance or bad character, it frames them as part of a pattern of emotional dysregulation that requires informed response. This distinction matters because parents often alternate between over-accommodation and punishment when they do not understand the disorder. The book is also distinctive in addressing children of any age. Parenting a minor with severe emotional instability differs from relating to an adult child who may reject help, demand rescue, or remain financially and emotionally dependent. By covering this broader age range, the book avoids a narrow developmental approach. It helps parents see that the same underlying dynamics can look different depending on legal authority, household structure, school involvement, work, romantic relationships, and treatment access. Secondly, communication strategies designed to reduce escalation rather than win arguments. The book emphasizes communication as a practical intervention because parent-child exchanges can quickly become the setting where BPD-related fear, shame, rage, and desperation intensify. Its guidance is not based on persuading the child through logic alone. Instead, it encourages parents to recognize the emotional function of a conflict before responding to its surface content. This is important because a factual correction, a lecture, or an attempt to prove inconsistency may be experienced by the child as rejection or invalidation, even when the parent intends to be helpful. The book, therefore, supports communication that combines validation with steadiness. Validation does not mean agreement with harmful behavior. It means acknowledging that the emotion is real and powerful. That acknowledgement can lower defensiveness and create space for problem solving. The approach also helps parents resist reactive patterns such as pleading, counterattacking, or making promises they cannot sustain. By treating communication as a skill rather than a personality test, the book gives parents a way to respond under stress without surrendering their values or escalating the crisis. Thirdly, boundary setting is protection for both the parent and the child with BPD. Boundary setting is one of the most practical themes in the book because parents of a child with BPD may confuse support with unlimited availability. The book presents boundaries not as rejection, punishment, or emotional distance, but as clear limits that protect safety, dignity, resources, and long-term functioning. This is especially relevant when a child engages in threats, verbal attacks, financial pressure, crisis-driven demands, or repeated violations of household rules. Without boundaries, parents may become exhausted and resentful, while the child may learn that intensity reliably produces rescue. The book encourages parents to think carefully about what they can control. They cannot directly control another person's emotions, treatment participation, or choices, particularly when the child is an adult. They can control access to money, living arrangements, responses to abuse, emergency procedures, and their own availability. Effective boundaries require consistency because inconsistent enforcement can increase conflict and confusion. The book, therefore, treats boundaries as a form of structured care. They create predictable consequences and reduce the chaotic bargaining that often dominates families affected by BPD. Fourthly, helping parents understand treatment without making them the therapist. Stop Walking on Eggshells for Parents gives attention to treatment because families often reach for books after years of uncertainty, misdiagnosis, or incomplete explanations. The book helps parents understand that BPD is a serious mental health condition for which professional care is often necessary, especially when self-harm, suicidality, substance use, eating problems, or severe functional impairment are present. Its role is educational rather than clinical. It can help parents ask better questions, recognize the importance of specialized therapy, and understand why quick fixes are unlikely. At the same time, the book is careful in principle not to place parents in the role of therapist. That distinction is important. Parents may be tempted to monitor every feeling, manage every crisis, or become responsible for treatment outcomes. Such overfunctioning can deepen dependency and make failure feel personal. The book instead supports an informed advocacy role. Parents can encourage evaluation, help locate resources when appropriate, coordinate care for minors, and maintain emergency plans, while still recognizing that durable change requires the child participation and qualified professional support. Lastly, parent self-care as an ethical necessity rather than an optional comfort. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that parents must protect their own well-being while helping a child with BPD. This is not presented as selfish withdrawal. It is treated as necessary for clear thinking, emotional stability, and sustainable caregiving. Parents living with repeated crises may experience chronic fear, sleep disruption, guilt, isolation, financial strain, marital conflict, or a sense that ordinary life has been suspended. If those pressures are ignored, parents may become reactive, depressed, physically depleted, or unable to maintain consistent limits. The book also addresses the emotional burden created by stigma and self-blame. Parents often wonder whether they caused the disorder or whether setting limits will make things worse. By providing education and examples from other families, the book reduces isolation and encourages a more realistic understanding of responsibility. Parent self-care includes seeking support, maintaining outside relationships, preserving work and health routines, and refusing to let the disorder define the entire family identity. In this sense, self-care is part of the intervention because a regulated parent is better able to respond with judgment. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents. To parents and caregivers who are trying to support a child of any age with diagnosed or suspected borderline personality disorder while coping with conflict, fear, exhaustion, or uncertainty about limits. It may also be useful for relatives who want to understand why ordinary advice about discipline, reassurance, or problem solving often fails in BPD-affected relationships. Its practical benefit lies in translating a complex clinical condition into parent-specific decisions, how to speak during emotional escalation, how to set boundaries without cruelty, how to think about treatment, and how to preserve personal well-being. Intellectually, it helps readers distinguish between compassion and enabling, responsibility and control, validation and agreement, compared with general books on BPD. It stands out because it focuses on the parent-child bond, including the special difficulty of loving someone for whom the parent may feel lifelong responsibility. Compared with purely clinical manuals, it is more accessible and oriented toward daily family life. Its value is greatest when read as a companion to professional care, not as a substitute for diagnosis or therapy. The book offers a realistic framework for staying connected without being consumed by the disorder. If you would like to support Rondi Krager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.